This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know the first part of this show is brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive. And they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, MacMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And only at Stan McNabb can you get free oil changes and free tires for the life of that vehicle. And we have the very talented Mr. Don Midget on today, and that's including his family. And he's also kind of been the director for our show today. So if anything goes wrong, blame it on Don.
Well, that's
okay, Don, take over,
take
boy.
You want me to handle it? Well, I can handle it.
All right.
It's been about a year since I've been here, Truman. I was on about February of last year, I believe, and you was trying to push this Rutherford County Old Timers Baseball Association thing.
Remember it vividly.
It's coming up sometime this month. I hear you're going to have some others on later. Maybe
gonna
talk
Larry
about
Stewart
that.
Going to have Larry Stewart on later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I owe you an apology right off.
Apology accepted,
well,
for whatever it is.
Well, I'm on the BRAA, Blue Raider Athletic Association Board.
Yes, yes.
And during last year's April signing day, and there's another one coming up this April, but I tricked you.
Yes,
as
you
recall, I called you.
I remember that.
About 3:05 at the up here at the station.
My wallet was quite empty after you called.
And I said, Truman, you've got to renew your BRAA. But I promised you something. You remember? I promised you, and I had Earl Roberts right there with me, mm-hmm. and he was on my team calling. And I said, Earl, if I get Truman, would you be on his show? He's been after you a long time. Well, you got to promise me, Earl. Mm-hmm. He's okay, I'll do it.
Took him six months.
But he did come through.
I paid a whole lot quicker than you came through, I can tell you that.
But did he come through?
Yes, he did.
He came through, and you came through, and thank you for doing that. And as I say, April 18, 19, we're going to have and you're on my team this year.
Oh, am I?
You are, but you'll be at the radio station, so I don't know how much you can help us. But
I will mention it from time to time.
And
I'll be glad
so
to, because we need as many BRAA members as we can get.
You know, I was at that MTSU-VU game the other day. Went with...
I guess that's Vanderbilt University.
That's Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. At Vandy. A very good ball game. Let me tell you this lineup who went. Myself, Fred Goodwin, mm-hmm. Earl Roberts, Bart Feit, Joe Patty. Is that a crowd or what?
Who let them out of the jail?
That's the truth.
So go visit.
We go down there, Rotiers, have to eat lunch at Rotiers, you know. That's uh-huh. been there. And Earl said, you know, it was there when I was at Vanderbilt in 1953. We figured out it started in 1945, Rotiers, right there on Ellington's place.
I didn't realize Earl was that old.
Earl graduated from Central in 51.
Yeah.
Went 1 year to Swanee and 1 year somewhere, and I think 53 is at Vanderbilt. Graduating Vanderbilt. So he and I were both, but we're behind the middle bench. We're both rooting for middle all the way. That was about a 3-point game. I ended up 84-77.
Middle should have won.
Should have won. Had a home cook in there, but mm-hmm. but they traveled
home
once.
Does that mean the referees were on one side or the other?
It was played at Vandy.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it went to 7 points. About a 3-point game as a hitting foul shot. All right, I've got something for us today. We've got Brother Brian in the office. You know, Floyd Leonard's listening in. Hello, Floyd. And I mentioned a CD that my family made, I think, last time. Mm-hmm. My two daughters and mm-hmm. myself.
Absolutely gorgeous. Look just like Carolyn. They both did.
Lucky for them. So we made this CD. And, you know, I went over to Lawrenceburg, a little old place there, in 2 hours, paid them $200, and made a CD and a lot of mistakes and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, Floyd comes along. He's got the Floyd Family album out there.
He takes
several months of it, mm-hmm. and it's immaculate. Now, what I want to do, I want to compare something. Brian, I want you to play this YMCA from me. me is just playing an electric piano. It's only about a minute, and I will compare you with one of Floyd's. He can tell a 2-hour session versus a several month session. Go, Brian.
That'd be interesting.
At the YMCA, and so I just
played. Well, you want to tell everybody what you were wearing when you were doing the YMCA?
Blue jeans. I don't know what all it was.
Were you the police officer, the fireman, or what?
Be careful. I was not one of the village people there. Oh, well. Anyway, that's me on an instrumental with an organ stop or whatever. Uh-huh. Now, Floyd and his four sons made the CD, and this song we're gonna play now is Hideaway, and featuring Floyd on the guitar, best guitar player I've ever seen, still, and it was our theme song in the Ray Melton Band. We played for 8 years, and I was fortunate to play piano,
yes,
behind this. Brian, let's give Floyd Leonard Hideaway. Lord, he's still the best ever was.
Oh,
it's incredible. Let it, and his son, twin in there with him, is just nearly as good as he is nowadays. Thank you, Floyd. He's listening. Well, you can tell why I wouldn't want to follow that one. I'll play mine first, a two-hour kind of job, and then there are several months of really good work in a real studio.
Yours was more of a dressy type sound, though.
It didn't have the soul that one did it?
Now, you've been a talented fella for a long time. You were playing when we were in school.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that for a long time. And I didn't realize it until you told me earlier that you used to play for the class reunions once they would hit their 50th class reunion. You would play on those.
Well, I may get four
straight. You missed
straight.
Us.
I missed y'all. But while, you know, if I get the four while I'm a senior, I played, of course, our 50th was 2 years ago. And then I played last year. For class of 61, Dan's class, and kind of he's you know passed away, and I'm there with him.
One of the best basketball players ever at Central.
Ever was, and winning teams we talked about, and then this year I'm playing Matt Murphy's house for class of 62, and I'm working on John Marshall, class of 61. His daughter Marilyn, his sister Marilyn, was in our class, and.
Was everybody invited over to Matt Murphy's house?
No, it's just the class of 62. But if I get John, then I'm going to have all four, senior, junior, sophomore, freshman, of when I was a senior, and I didn't know the eighth grader, so I'll probably retire.
Well, you know, our classes were so close back then. I mean, a lot of times I did not know who was in my class and who was in some of the other classes because we were all just, it was all like family back
then.
That's
right. Yes, that's the way it was at Central. As I mentioned last time, you remember, you'd walk down the hall between classes and you'd speak to everybody. And the next class, you'd speak to everybody again, whether you spoke to them the first time or not. That's just the way that
was. I remember running into Carolyn over at Mrs. Bobo's. And I knew her right off. And it had been years since I had seen her.
I've gotten grayer than she has, haven't I?
Yes, you have. But I would have known you, too. And that means that, you know, that we still have that connection after all these years. It's amazing.
That's true. I got to say something about my grandson, Peyton Sockwell.
Peyton named after whom?
He was actually named after Peyton Manning, but never tell my daughter that. My son-in-law is a big UT fan, went to UT Law School, Chris Sockwell, and in Lawrenceburg High School. Now, he's a freshman. Now, you know how hard it is to play ball as a freshman?
Oh, yeah.
The only one I ever remember was Charles Brandon that played basketball as a freshman. You know anybody else?
Jimmy Kerr, but you know he was killed.
Yeah, okay, but I mean you'll actually play.
Yeah.
Very rare. There's a few nowadays it seems, but he's over there and at Lawrenceburg and starting as a freshman.
That's good.
Now the first few games the coach I thought was pretty smart. He started his juniors and seniors. They earned it, and bring Peyton in midway second quarter, and he played 3/4 of the game anyway. And they're having a real good year. They're rebuilding. They're not anywhere like Blackman and Riverdale and some of them, but they're second tier and beat Fayetteville twice and you know that Shevel those kind. But anyway, he's going to let her 4 years in basketball easily.
Is and he going to go to MTSU?
I don't know where he's going to go. His dad wants him to go to some SEC school.
Aren't you a BRAA member?
I am.
Do you have any influence?
No, not with that. I worked on his dad there a little bit, but his dad's kind of an Auburn fan, surprisingly.
Oh, my goodness.
After going to UT. It's really strange.
That is strange.
But he grew up in Alabama, and all his folks was before he could, they had him brainwashed before he could get out. Yeah.
How did we do on our recruiting this year? MTSU?
Middle?
Yeah.
I missed the signing day. They had it, and I got late word of it, but they had a little film about all the ones that signed and telling all about it. So it seemed like a pretty good year. I haven't heard.
I think Tennessee did pretty well from what I can understand.
I think so, too. He's going to play baseball, too, Peyton. Where's old Brian?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, you ran him off.
We're through. We're not getting another one in.
That's right. I don't know.
We played enough of that.
He had that sickly look on his face, and he was gone.
I tell you, let's do one more. We got one more time before the break. I did want to showcase my two daughters, Jennifer and Jeanette.
All right.
They're on this.
Now we're getting into some music.
Yeah, I played a few. They said, Dad, play this, you know, so when you're gone, our grandkids and great grandkids can hear you play. But they are both very good singers. They were in Lipscomb Chorale, both mm-hmm. of them, in Tullahoma Show Choir while in high school. And so they're beautiful singers. So here's a song, and it's just piano and three singers, Dream.
Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Beautiful song. I mean, the ladies were great, Don.
We just left the male voice out. It'd been really pretty well. Thank you.
We have a caller on the line. So, caller, welcome aboard with Don Midget.
Hey, Truman.
Hey.
You mentioned Ray Melton Band a while ago.
Yes.
And I know Ray had a great influence on people around here over the years, different places he played and everything. Mm-hmm. But now he had really a... input in a lot of things all over the Southeast. Mm-hmm. There used to be a little club down in Panama City called mm-hmm. Gold Nugget, whatever it was.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
And Ray played down there. Sure and did. I know of three people from Murfreesboro who had never met each other, had never seen each other, that met in that little club down there in Panama City. And within 6 months after they met each other, they were married.
Wow.
So Ray had a great influence on a lot of people in a lot of different places. Now, I just thought I'd throw that in it because he did have a great band. And
he really did.
Anytime people from Murfreesboro knew he was anywhere close around, well, they'd go listen to him play.
Ray was big in Canada. He sold a lot of records and overseas some.
Well, he probably had an international
impact
on people then. I don't know
Germany.
How many Canadians got married because of him.
They didn't get married, but they loved his record. Yeah, he went to Florida for I almost went with him. I was in Vanderbilt at the time, and they were going to go down there, and they went and had a good run, but came back. And
he went down there for several years.
He made another CD while he's down there, a really good one. But it didn't do as well as his first one.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, we appreciate you calling.
All right. Thank you, Truman. You got a great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We also, Fred Goodman called in a minute ago. He's, and, you know, with your daughter's talents, mm-hmm. you know, he would be a good one. You know, as he's many good. Many good singers and stars that he has promoted over the years.
He is.
I wonder why. Have you done something to stop that? I mean, besides singing with him. Other than that,
that's probably what. Well, he, you know, he gets Roy Rogers' daughter up here.
Yes,
so that's
and
a
she's
little,
coming again.
It's a little above some of the local talent here.
Hey,
Fred works with the big boys.
Hey, we've got great talent here.
Well, I know
that. And you too. And you guys started. Or I. None of us had a thought of playing piano or guitars or anything like that when we were growing up, except for a few. And every one of you really do. I mean, you're blessed with just natural talent.
It's fun.
And how in the world do they book you for their class reunions? I mean, what started that?
Well,
I guess with your particular one.
Yeah, we started with ours, and then you know, like in Eakes, Gary Eakes's mm-hmm. Sister's in our class. So
okay.
And Gary's 1 year back. So, mm-hmm. and of course, Dan was there, and they kind of knew from Dan, so they kind of went back. So each one kind of has a sister or a brother or something. And they said, you know, Don played for us, maybe play for you. And mm-hmm. so it's to be the third time over at Murphy's.
Now, you guys, Dan played with what I consider the best basketball, high school basketball team ever in the state of Tennessee.
Well,
the 1960 team was said by Raymond Johnson and Fred Russell said that was the best high school basketball team they had ever seen. It was unreal.
Yeah, I couldn't argue with
you. And then you and I played on the 59 Clinic Bowl.
Right.
And
58.
Yeah, that's right. It's 58. We're in the class 59. It was in 1958.
The fall of 58.
And probably one of the coldest days that I can ever remember because the Dudley Stadium, the ground was just like concrete that day. I've never seen anything. You couldn't run. You'd slide. You couldn't dig in. It was unbelievable. It was almost like when Dallas played, what was it, Green Bay in the Ice Bowl, I guess it was.
Well, it was Isaac Litton. No, it was Central 14 and
Litton 20.
Litton 20, but
we were really better than them.
It was Steve Shaw 20, and, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
we were 14.
It was.
Because he ran all over us that day. I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk about that too much.
All right. Last time I mentioned some of Daddy's Corcus mm-hmm. book, you know.
Yeah, and I have one at home.
And I gave you one of those, and I have a couple other stories from Corcus, mm-hmm. if you want to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I'll review for those that didn't hear last time how the book got named Corcus. But up to the from the start of football to through the 1920s probably, everything was no huddle. It was audible, you know, 42,
right.
33, 36, hut, mm-hmm. you know, and the back number, whole number, what signal go on. And they changed it at the half so the other wouldn't see it. But it's Notre Dame's credited with having the first huddle. And an old Southern boy up there saw him huddling up, and you know about the Iowa caucus. He says, "Well, I think we'll have us a corcus too." So corcus, C-O-R-K-U-S, is a Southern colloquialism of caucus. It means huddle. So Daddy's Corcus punt, pitch, pass, and putt is football, baseball, basketball, and golf. Now I remember the three stories I told, and I'll review right quick about how can you run across a goal line. Mm-hmm. And no penalties and not be a touchdown. You run across the proper goal line, mm-hmm. time on the clock, mm-hmm. no penalties, and it's not a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that was and all of these can't happen today. It was just flukes of this was a 90-yard field up at Donaldson, right, mm-hmm. where at the corner of Donaldson and Galton Pike right now is where the Donaldson administration building is. And so they had a local rule. When you cross the goal line, even on a breakaway,
mm-hmm.
you come back on the 10-yard line, line up again. The second time you cross it, touchdown. So you cross the goal line, not score.
Oh, yeah, right football's really changed.
Yeah. And then I told about the baseball where that Auburn town, that right field runs all the way down the square.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Watern Town playing Auburn Town, and you hit a ball over the right fielder's head. You know, you just lope around because it's gone. Well, Watertown hit one over, and Auburn Town field to come up right field and threw him out at home. And he had a ball planted over the hill there in a hole. Couldn't prove it, though. And then how can you both win and lose the same game in basketball? A coach, how can a coach both win and lose the same game in basketball?
Hmm.
And that's my mother. He coached both teams. In Wilson County, she coached Shop Springs and Cherry Valley. But now the new ones I've got.
Now, these are from your dad, Wink Midget. Wink, we all knew him by Wink even Midget. When we were kids.
Yeah, the title's by Wink Midget. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got one of these books. Introduction by Fred Russell. Mm-hmm. How can a football team gain 140 yards, not be penalized, not lose a ball, not score?
That's a good question.
Well, it wouldn't happen today, but it talks about it. Actually, Lebanon and Tullahoma at Tullahoma. Lebanon was ahead 6-0, and they started on their own 15-yard line early in the third quarter, and they gained 3 or 4 yards and kept going, and got down to the other 20-yard line. Mm-hmm. Then the quarter ended. Hmm. Well, the referees made a mistake, turned the ball around, turned Lebanon around, started going back the other way, the long way of the field. And the coaches was yelling and saying, you know, but couldn't hear nothing. Mm-hmm. So after another gain of about 140 yards, they had stopped them on the 10-yard line going the other way. So they gained 140 yards and not scored going both sides of the field. Got to take a break?
No, we got a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Don Midget.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
There's a familiar sound.
Well, I'm sure. You may have talked about this already, but seemingly I remember back in my younger days, I guess it was when Don was playing football, wasn't that the time of that the newspapers called the 3M backfield, Morton, Midget, and McFerrin?
That's it. Senior year, our junior year, we had Charles Brandon at tailback and Bobby Morton played wingback. Mm-hmm. And Homer Gannon was blocking back. But, yeah, the 3M boys, Morton, Midget, McFerrin, was our senior year. Bobby moved to tailback. I stayed at fullback both years. And then T. McFerrin, who played behind Bobby the junior year, came in at wingback. Now, mm-hmm. T was an excellent runner.
He was, yeah.
But he couldn't block the end on 31. Truman, you know that play.
Oh, yes,
like Bobby could. Mm-hmm. Bobby could knock that end down. Mm-hmm. But T could make up for it on a wingback reverse. There's one game that we lost in that senior year in Tullahoma. It actually helped me to lose that game living over there because it's, oh, you played that. Hello?
Are we still on the air?
Hello? I said, he hung up. Okay. He said, you played like, oh, well, that was a great game, but we won. You know, I said, yeah, I know we won. But Tullahoma won. But there was three scores on four plays. Mm-hmm. Tullahoma scored, kicked off to us about on the 20-yard line. One play, two scores. Mm-hmm. Two plays, one score. T. McFerrin runs an 80-yard wingback reverse, mm-hmm. scored. And then little Donnie Holt from Tullahoma runs the kickoff back on the next hole. So there's in back row. So they beat us 5 points, 36-31.
Actually, I still think that you guys in the class of 60 had actually a better football team than we did the year before when we went to the Clinic Bowl. You guys, I mean, you had a lot of speed in that.
We
one.
Did. It's close, but I.
But I think we played better as a team. I think that may be the biggest difference because you guys really did have some talent.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have to take a quick break and let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And that's Melissa Warren's business. And they're located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H. And that's behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And they come in when you're no longer able to take care of your normal functions at your home as far as cleaning up and doing all the chores. And they will do that for you 24/7, 7 days a week, and even run errands for you and make sure that anything that you have to have done in your home will be taken care of by them. And you can reach them at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message. Lynn E. Jenkins, Treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, Property Assessor.
Are you thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available on their picturesque campus. Think it's too expensive? Think again. Adams Place Assisted Living starts as low as $100 a day. If you need a vacation, take advantage of Assisted Living's respite care for your loved one. Adams Place Retirement Community in Murfreesboro. Senior living at its finest.
Did you realize we have 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99? Hi, this is Mike from Maple Street Grill. Debbie and I wanted to invite you down to try some of the exciting new menu items. 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99. Maple Street Grill, 109 North Maple Street in the historic downtown Murfreesboro area.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hot Restaurant in Smyrna.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
It's Friday, February the 3rd, and there's a food drive going on now through Sunday at First Baptist Church over on East Main. Bring those non-perishable food items by the church gymnasium or the conference room. They will be distributed to the Rutherford County Food Bank, Greenhouse Ministries, The Journey Home, and the Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools Backpack Program. That food drive through Sunday at First Baptist Church, 200 East Main. The Chamber of Commerce Business at its best is tonight, starting at 5:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center. And C.S. Lewis's play, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and a Saturday matinee at 2. That's over at the Swan Performing Arts Center at 1203 Park Avenue. For information or for tickets, call 617-3784. The Tennessee Walker Square Dance Club invites you to have fun with them tomorrow night at 7:30 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And the Feeding Fellowship over at the Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church is tonight, 5:30 until 8. The church is at 2480 Twin Oak Drive, and this is for everyone. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
At Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street, we now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. 962-9050.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
Welcome back, Willis, and we want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Golden Coin Connection, and they're located at 2568 South Church Street, and that's beside Gateway Tire Center in the Strip Mall, and Pastor Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Everly buy scrap gold, jewelry, platinum, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and his partners at the Golden Coin Connection at 2568 South Church Street. Or you can also now go to a second store. They just opened it up. It's 5631 New Nashville Highway. And you can call them at 890-2646.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Your kind of loving drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I like to love because I thought it was funny. Came along and ooh, now honey. You love is blind, yes, love is blind. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby, ooh, feels good. Hold me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, getting nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. of shaking going on. Come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake, woo. Wiggle around just a little bit. I said, come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. One more time, I said, shake, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake, woo. Shake it, baby, shake it one time for me. Come on over, whole lot of shaking going on. Let's play it one more time now. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you look well and I twiddle my thumb. Get nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And that was you, Don, emulating the great Jerry Lee Lewis.
Mistakes back, and
all. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you had that much energy.
Well,
I bet you were wore out when you got through that.
I was. We had to crowd everything in 2 hours. So I just.
Where did you do
that? That's me and a piano. It's at the farm in Lawrenceburg, a group of 60s hippies, but mostly PhDs and highly educated, came and bought a large, I don't know, 500 acres or something out in Lawrence County, mm-hmm. and moved in. It's called the farm, and they just community. But they're, you know, and they farmed and they did everything themselves, you know, kind of like a high-class Mennonite, I guess. And there are Mennonites and Amish in Lawrence County also. In fact, Lawrence County builds roads and leaves a horse and buggy track on all the roads. I mean, 43 right through the town has a horse and buggy
your kid.
Lane for them with wagon ruts in it.
Mm-hmm.
They built it for the Amish there. But anyway,
did you only do this one time?
One time went over there.
No retakes or anything.
It was Christmas present. We did it in November three years ago, and my kids say we want to, you know, take your piano over there and have it for posterity. You know, mm-hmm. the grandkids and all. And so yeah, we were 2 hours. Did 15 or 20 songs. Let's see, 25. We did 10 Christmas songs, and we play them every Christmas. And then 15 of rock and roll. Me and sometimes my two daughters on a lot of them, and just me by myself, some instrumental, and one or two like that by myself.
Did you use your musical talents to entice Carolyn Gwaltney?
Probably.
Because she was absolutely one of the sweetest, prettiest ladies.
Well, as we said last time, we both married up.
Yeah, all men marry up. I mean,
Floyd
just look
did.
At all of
Floyd
us.
Floyd Leonard did. Then you Floyd.
It must have been neat because you're pretty well-rounded. I mean, you're good in sports and then music. You know, that's something special. And I run into Ray Troop every once in a while. Of course, Ray, he's talented.
He can do anything.
And he told me that one of the best way to relax and enjoy yourself and forget the everyday humdrum of everyday life is pick up a musical instrument and learn how to play it. There's nothing like it.
Just sit down and play sometime and learn a new song. And
do you play at home a lot?
Yeah. I have two pianos at home. One is kind of a portable that I can take with me, like on these 50 reunion things, mm-hmm. and one pretty good. They're both digital. They can make all kind of sounds.
Have you written any songs for yourself? Because, you know, I know quite
way
a few
back,
people here
yeah,
that are like you that have musical instruments. Yeah. It's like John Blankenship was on the other day.
Yeah.
Great writer. He writes some of the best country western songs that you've ever heard. And it seems like that we've got all that great music here and all that great talent. Mm. And sometimes I don't think we display them enough.
I'm not a lyricist like, you know, the Woodbury Words. My son-in-law, Van Gregory is and writes words, but I'm a musician, and I like to take, and I have time or two of taking poems or words and try to put you know, chords and music to it. So mm-hmm. I kind of like the music end of it. I'm not too good at poetry.
Well, Don, we've got another caller on board. Caller, welcome aboard with Don Midget.
Hi, this is Judy Benson Cooper, and I heard Don bragging about his grandchildren, so I wanted to tell you about mine.
Go ahead, Judy.
Judy's in our class of 60.
I was at the Groundhog Luncheon yesterday. I have a grandson that's going to be playing for MTSU baseball this year.
All right.
Go Blue.
A left-handed pitcher. He's from Knoxville. He went to Walter State. Well, he went to Mississippi, and he come home at Christmas time his freshman year and went to Walter State, and now he's signed with MTSU.
All right.
So we're excited about that. And then I've got a grandson that's in sports medicine, and he's a senior at MTSU, and he did his basketball with, he did his baseball with MTSU and his football, and now he is doing his basketball with Vanderbilt. So he's leaving to go to Florida with them tonight, but I was going to tell you.
Is he playing basketball with Vandy?
Yeah, well, he's doing sports medicine.
Sports medicine, okay, good.
And he was assigned to Vanderbilt. He couldn't believe it when he opened his letter up.
Good gig.
But what I was going to tell you, he said it was a hard game Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is, a senior.
He couldn't. I don't know.
You know, and then, he knows those players, works with them every day. But anyhow, it was a good game.
It was. Thank you, Judy. Judy's in class of 60 with us at Central High.
And had one of the nicest dads and one of the best leaders we've ever had in this community. He was known as Doc Benson, Ellis Benson. And he did so much for the county over the years and took the lead on so many new programs here. And just want to let you know that, Judy, that he meant a lot to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. His birthday was February the 1st. He would have been 98.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Yeah. But I enjoy listening to your show, and I was just going to tell you about my grandchildren. And I've got a lot of grandchildren, but that's two that's in the sports thing right now.
There you go.
Well, okay, congratulations,
bye.
Judy.
Okay. Bye.
You mentioned Carolyn, wife Carolyn mm-hmm. and all, and she's a world traveler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's a tour director in Tullahoma that goes somewhere every month and usually six times out of the country, some stateside trips. And she asked Carolyn to go nearly every time. Mm-hmm. Now, Carolyn might go two times a year, but she's her favorite roommate, mm-hmm. Sarah.
Yeah, you can't find anybody sweeter than Carolyn.
No, she calls her first. Carolyn, please go with me. I said, Carolyn, I mean, you're going three times. Come on. Well, all right. And we got grandkids graduating from high school and everything, so... But anyway, so she'd been everywhere. But she wanted to visit all seven continents. So what does that mean?
That's a lot of traveling.
Antarctica.
A lot of traveling.
No, it means Antarctica is what it means. I mean, she's been all the rest of them, no matter.
Why would she want to go there?
Just because she's been to seven continents. That's the only reason you go, really. Mm-hmm. And so I got to go.
Just put your toe over there, touch it, and leave.
I got to go with her.
Yeah. You're going?
I went. No, it's happened two or three years ago. I just won't tell you about it.
Huh.
It might discourage some people from going, but it's true.
Well, what was it like?
Well, first of all, they told us, and this a couple years ago, only at that time, I'd say it's probably 30, 35 now, but at that time, there were only 25,000 people ever have touched the mainland continent of Antarctica.
And that's for good reason.
And some people stay over winter, a few scientists and all, but and so these... tourists that go, they're kind of an elite group. You go to Ushuaia, Argentina, the furthest southern city in the world, mm-hmm. and then you've got to cross this 300-mile Drake Passage, mm-hmm. and that's your problem. Mm-hmm. It's where the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean meet. It's mm-hmm. kind of a what do you call it when they nozzle. Because it's kind of short right there between Antarctica.
So
it flows through there widely, and mm-hmm. they're kind of different elevations, too.
Right.
And so they just, and so it's some of the roughest water in the world across there. We go on this little ship, and you come
now
up.
Now, you said a little ship. I mean, it's not a little ship.
It's a cruise ship, but not one of the big, real big boys. It's a medium size, And the reason is that there's a volcano whose side has caved in, and you want to go inside that. For this Deception Island is a very famous place. You can go inside a volcano that's filled with water because the side fell out of it, the crater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 300 feet wide or something, that little passageway, and the big boys can't get through there. So you want to take a ship to get in there, big enough to withstand the Drake waters.
Now, do they have bergs around there, icebergs? And
Oh, yeah.
So you're not in a regular type ocean liner.
It's a medium-sized cruise ship, I'd say, but small enough to get through this little, you know, channel. About halfway over there, you know, they say, now, if zero is a calm lake and 10 is a wild hurricane, what were we in? The captain said about 7. It was so rough that one day, if you had a helicopter to take me back, I would have given you $1,000 and left.
Wow.
I didn't, but I would have, because all you can do all day is sit there and hold on, because with two hands. With one hand, it'll kind of flop you back. You can't even lay in the bed. It just roll you out of the bed. It was that rough through there, and so we just held on. It wasn't as bad coming back. It was about a 6, they said, but that was rough. Now, once you get over there, it's as calm as the world. You're happy you went, really. Mm-hmm. You go through this little fallen part of volcano and in there and get out on the black sand and walk around and get up on top of the crater and look down and of course you see all the penguins in the
See anything but ice?
Oh yeah, it was in the dead. See, it was in January, so they're dead of summer.
Right.
We had a barbecue out on the ship, and it was actually got up to 45 degrees one day, really warm.
Yeah,
that's dead of July though. I mean dead of January, which is their July. It's their summer,
but
in
you
the
don't
south.
See many animals there at all.
Thousands.
You're kidding.
Penguins, whales, sea lions.
Now they migrate there for that particular season.
Yeah, they're mostly there that time, but they're pretty much there all the time. Well, just thousands of penguins of all kinds, just rookeries they call them.
Now, how in the world were you able to come on that particular travel?
Well, these tour companies, they take them. You can find them.
Now, how long did you actually stay there on the end?
Well, we visited about 4 ports. I actually mailed a letter back from Antarctica. There's a post office there run by the England, Great Britain. And you can mail a letter, and, of course, the ship got back before the letter did. You know, it's still one of those 3-month letter things. But you can postmark it and...
How do they get it out of there? The letter.
The ships, the cruise ships take them. You know.
So every time
planes come in there.
Every time you visit somewhere, there's always some place where they sell you memorabilia. And
Oh, you had that now. Yeah.
You've
the gift shops.
You've got to be kidding me.
Gift shop in Antarctica.
Well, what did you buy?
Well, a little penguin statue, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know what it was. Carolyn knows she's buying something. Anyway, I just had to tell you about that.
Well, those are the cutest little things penguins are, because the way they waddle and all that, and they look like, we always thought they looked like men in tuxedos when they're over there. But did you get to interact with any of the animals, especially the penguins and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, we got pictures. You walk right, if you sit real still, they walk right up to you.
Wow.
They're not afraid of anybody. You know, and they'll kind of peck at you. The penguins will. They say stay away from those... walruses and
they're huge. And you got to see the whales.
Oh yeah, we've got a little dingy, little rubber looking raft, because that's what you have to park your cruise ship out in the high waters. Then you take a ladder down and get on this rubber boat, and then you got a little motor on them, and you go all the way to the shoreline and get off. So during that, we followed. I mean, we were within 20 feet of a whale, just followed him along.
Wow, I know there are a lot of narwhals up in that area, Of course, the whales got plenty of blubber on. What in the world were you guys wearing?
They had special Antarctica parkas, really thick and tough, and hoods. And, I mean, it was, because, you know, it was like, say, 45 was the high it ever got, and typically the high of the day. It was dead of summer, and we was on the northern slope, so it would be colder further south you went. But, typical high was 30, 32, and then get down teens at night. But that's their summertime now, so that's best. That's as good as it gets.
Now, you know, my idea of a vacation is go somewhere where they've got a beach.
Understand. We had a beach.
And you can lay out.
We had black sand beach.
Uh-huh, yeah.
With snow.
That's not the type
snow.
Of beach I'm talking about. Bless your heart. I didn't realize that you and Carolyn were such world travelers.
Well, she's more so than me. I go with her sometimes.
So it was actually her idea.
Oh, yeah. I just went with her.
Okay.
Here's a corker story. Let the boys play. In the day of pressure on all coaches to win, I just read this as a short story. Even in high school, I guess it would be hard for some people to believe that boys used to love to play. Coach that let the boys play in Watertown, his team held an opponent on downs on the 1 yard line. The opponents, their own one yard line. Mm-hmm. With his team standing in their own end zone on the 1 yard line, the quarterback threw four straight incomplete passes and turned the ball over to the other team. It's a true story. And Watertown was the
Watertown's, a lot of confidence in the defense.
Watertown's Purple Tigers held for four downs and again took over the ball on their own one. On the first play, William Burkett, that's a Bob. Bob's brother, my first cousin, that's in the Raiders 40s, I'll read here in a minute, threw a touchdown pass for 99 yards.
Oh, my.
That's the true story.
Now, I never knew William, but I knew Bob, of course.
He was our basketball girls coach and our assistant football coach.
And assistant football. And one of the nicest people and one of the best athletes we've ever had in this community. And just, I mean, what a great guy. And we want to take a quick break before we get back to Don and let you know that this portion of the show has been brought to you by Pirtle & Howerton Automotive. That's Mark Pirtle and John Howerton. And their business is located at 2006 North Main Street in Shebaville, Tennessee. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, give them a call at 1-800-264-6800. Toll free, of course. Or pull them up on the internet, PirtleHowerton.com. And best way to do it is probably just take about a 20-minute drive down 231 South. Just before you get into downtown Shebaville, they're on your left. Go in, visit with the nice people there, and look around, and I'll guarantee you, you'll find exactly what you're looking for.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Hello, this is Truman Jones. We have a new sponsor and one that you're going to be delighted with. It's National Healthcare, National Healthcare Corporation right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And this is where life is celebrated. Discover a different kind of care, one that ensures that you're surrounded by people who make a difference in your life. In 11 states, patients and residents feel right at home at National Healthcare Corporation's more than 130 affiliated healthcare centers and home care offices. Their family of facilities delivers exceptional rehabilitative skilled nursing and extended care in locations that are close to home and family. In line with their longtime commitment to provide a continuum of care to those who need their services at any age. And want to let you know that this is a local business started here, even though it's pretty much all through the Southeast. National Healthcare, Murfreesboro, where life is celebrated.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message, Lynn E. Jenkins Treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, property assessor.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Don Midget. And, you know, we were talking about one of my favorite people of all time, Mr. Bob Burkett.
Oh, yeah.
And he's your first cousin.
Yes.
And a lot of people did not realize that. And right now, before we go any further, we got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Don Midget.
Hey, Truman.
Hey.
Don.
Yeah.
John L. Beatty.
Hey, John L., how are you?
John L. Beatty, the Rutherford County farmer.
I just got the last part of y'all conversation a while ago, and it's talking about the Tahoma ball game.
Yeah.
And that score, Don, was 38-33.
That's correct. You're right. 38-33. I knew it was 5 points. I missed it.
Yeah, that's 5 points.
Right.
And I remember mostly the first half, the clock stopped after the first quarter.
That's right.
And they kept keeping time on the sidelines.
Had a one-hour third quarter.
That's right.
Until they caught up.
When they scored, that's how they won.
They scored last play, and game was over. We was ahead 20-6 at the half.
Yeah, right.
And it was on the 1 yard line when he called the time of the first half, about to score again.
Yeah.
Sean L.
That's why he still stays in. Yep. Anyway, I thought I missed the whole show, but you got a good guest on there, Truman.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John. Well,
John,
go back and replay it on podcast. That's now right. You don't want to miss the first part.
Yeah.
Okay.
John L., class of 60, hanging there with us, John.
That's right. Brilliant.
You know, you've had Joe Nunnery Jr. on.
Oh, yeah.
Time or two, really
great,
good.
Great guest.
His dad, I rode this last time from the Raiders 40s, Joe Nunnery, but I've got to read it again. It's about dad. We got time?
Yeah. Not going to have time for the whole book.
No. It's dead in the team. The whole starting team of in the 40s got killed in the war.
Yes.
And we mentioned Bob Burkett and his brother William is in here. Wink comes out of the main building and walks toward the end of the stadium. He must have worked late at his office and is now walking home. He lifts a hand at us and continues. I wonder what Wink thinks about as he walks by the football field. His coaching days are over, but surely he feels a tingle of excitement in the air. Maybe he looks at the field and doesn't see it, or maybe he deliberately avoids it. He must see it, either way. Maybe now as he walks without feeling his steps, he sees his players warming up, their beautiful red, white, and blue uniforms glistening in the lights and contrasting with the green turf. He calls them together end zone, the crowd anxiously awaiting his starting lineup. Now he calls their names, and through the mist of time, they trot out for the kickoff. I can hardly read. At center, Arthur Skates. At guards, Roger Smith and Robert Fry. At tackles, Bob Sarvis, Carl Yates. At ends, Clyde Cornwell and Paul Osteen. At blocking back, Bobby McClintock. At wingback, Jimmy Schleicher. At fullback, William McCurry, and at tailback, his nephew, William Burkett. It's Bob's brother. It's a good team, an immortal team, mission by position by position, a winning team, and I guess for Wink, they will grace forever the grass of Jones Field.
That is really special.
Boy,
because
something.
You know, the only thing missing, we need to play Taps, because, you know, they were really, they've been a lot to not only this community, but our country.
That's right.
And that's something that you never can forget. And your dad, he had a great way with words, and he was such a nice fella. I can remember him when I was younger, and he would be over. Sometimes we were playing baseball and got to meet him and talk with him and doing some neat things. And, you know, our parents back during that particular time, they were really, really special. I mean, I don't know, maybe we didn't take all that they taught us to heart as much as we should, because I think about my dad a lot of times, and I know you think about your dad and what they meant to our family and the leadership and the role models, and I'm not too sure that we're carrying that on the way they would want us to.
They were the greatest generation.
Yes, they were.
No question about it.
And look at all the hardships that they faced. I mean, one of the worst wars ever in the history of the world. And they made it through that. They made it through the Depression. And I don't know if you can remember, but I can remember times that we were fortunate to make it from 1 month to the other. But Dad was out there working hard, and Mom was working. And somehow we were able to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taught us a great lesson.
That's
and
right.
You know, we think sometimes that things are hard right now, and we have been through some rough times in the last few years. But you know, it's nothing compared. You talk about the Depression time, and you relate it to what we're going through right now. It's not even close.
No, there's wanting to have one car in the garage. We're worried about two.
Yeah,
or three.
Yeah. It's a race to see who's got the biggest TV and all those other things. And you know, we're in a technical world right now, an electronic world where everything evolves around your stuff and things like that. Instead of going out, I do not. I'll get on the internet every once in a while, but there is no substitute for face to face. Conversations and relations, or on the telephone and listen to somebody. They're just, and Marsha Littlefield's going to be mad at me by listening to this, because she's the one that keeps us all connected in the class of 59, and does a tremendous job with that.
Yeah.
And I know you guys probably have got somebody that does that on each class. But when you were mentioning earlier about when we were at Central and we were in school. And we hit on that a little bit, but there were really no class separations. And I'm not talking just the year of the class.
No.
I'm talking about the individuals.
That's right.
And the families.
Yeah, that's right. It was all Central.
Yeah, we all played together. We had parties together. We did everything at that time and didn't think anything. It was just like you were when we played baseball together and we played football together. It's just like we were all brothers.
That's right. That's right.
And a lot of it just stems from the leadership that we had. Of course, you and I had Wormy Jones, as our coach when we played baseball. And then, of course, I had Gilbert Sharon, who started me with the Yankees back then.
I was Red Sox. You were Yankees. And we both went to the Giants.
Yep, then we went to the Giants. And back then, we had great all-star games afterwards. And, mm-hmm. and that was fun, getting to play with the guys mm-hmm. that we had played against all year. Right. And we had some talent at that time. And, Don, it's been a great show. You're always a good guest, and I expect to have you back on again.
Well, next year will be fun. Every February works out pretty good.
I don't want it to be that long.
That's all right.
Because we have you, and you're so entertaining. I didn't realize that you were such a great musician, and didn't know that you were so flexible with it. I mean, you're Jerry Lee Lewis 1 minute, and then you're the what do you call those guys? What do you call them that did the YMCA? Oh, the
village people.
Yeah,
the village. I was going to say criminals. I didn't know.
Yeah, but
that's true.
Enjoy. You're a fascinating man, Don.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you. We will see you guys Monday. And on Monday, our guests will be Butch Campbell and Bobby Gardner. So I think Butch called in earlier.
I'm gonna
lost him.
I'm going to call in and hang up on Butch.
Yeah. Bless his heart. That wasn't very nice. We'll see you Monday.